It's time for Stargazer. Where we take a look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and also what's happening in our nighttime skies. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, joining us as usual. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. First off, we have Venus setting in the west at 8:20 p.m. Now, following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west around about 8:25 p.m. If you look to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, which will rise above the horizon at 5:15 p.m. Our moon will be transitioning through its new moon phase. It may even be possible to see the faint band of the Milky Way galaxy from the city, from the northwest to the southeast.
And today, Christopher said he has a surprise for us, as well as a chance for us to learn a little bit more about some of these launches that we keep hearing about.
That's right. This week, we return to the exploits of the little space exploration company that could, SpaceX. Last week, SpaceX stunned spaceflight fans everywhere by providing live coverage and in-flight images from the launch of the Discover probe.
What makes this one significant?
Well, this particular launch was a milestone in private spaceflight, since the probe was a joint project between NASA, NOAA, and also the Air Force. Usually these kinds of launches are undertaken by the teacher's pets of government-funded spaceflight, namely Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and the like. The fact that SpaceX got this contract is a huge step forward for opening up the launch market. This probe is the $340 million Discover mission. It's designed to monitor space weather in our particular region of space. It will also monitor the climate here on Earth by taking thousands of images of the Earth during its lifetime, to better understand not just the interactions between the Earth and the Sun via space weather, but also to understand our own precious climate sphere here at home.
And I thought when you were telling me about this thing, there was something with surprises. Is there no surprise, or did I miss that somewhere?
No, there is indeed. SpaceX not only launched the probe into space, but managed to return a whole rocket stage back to Earth, and it landed into the ocean vertically.
And I thought we were having a little barbecue at the Mauna Kea Summit or something, but that sounds interesting. That's a good surprise. Thank you, Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.